Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Ross Pelton on the product, Dr. O'Hara's formula. It's a probiotic that's fermented for years and in a natural environment, just being fed foods. And so we've come across so many different things that it's beneficial for. But how does the gut and a healthy gut affect bone strength?
Well, this is a pretty unique study. A group of men and women, 157 men and women between the ages of 20 and 60, took Dr. O'Hara's daily for 2 years, and they had their bone mineral density and their bone mineral content measured before the study started and then again at the end of the study. And the remarkable results, women got a 12% increase in their bone density and a 32% increase in their bone mineral content. And men had an 18% increase in bone density and a 22% increase in their bone mineral content. And although the study and the scientists that conducted the study didn't explain how or why this happened, I have my theory about it. The short-chain fatty acids are a group of postbiotic metabolites that are created during the process of bacteria breaking down your foods. And these short-chain fatty acids create the optimal acid-base balance that's required for absorption of calcium and magnesium and iron, these different minerals. And especially calcium and magnesium are critical minerals for bone strength and bone metabolism. So they aid in the uptake of the minerals that are required for bone growth. And then your probiotic bacteria are fascinating little chemical factories. They also produce a wide range of B vitamins and vitamin K. And some of these vitamins are required for bone metabolism. So that's my theory about why Dr. O'Hara's creates a better, what we call a microbiome ecosystem, so that you enhance the production of some of these vitamins that the bacteria produce and also enhance the uptake of the minerals that allows for better bone metabolism.
Wow, and the numbers are amazing in that. Like 18% is a lot.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's a pretty astounding outcome, and I'd like to see that study done, replicated with a larger group of people. But it takes a lot of time and money to get these studies done. So that's the only study we have on that. But one thing that is kind of interesting: about a month ago, a group of scientists published a study where a probiotic was able to get an increase in bone density, and they published it and their remarks saying it's the first study ever to show that a probiotic bacteria could influence bone density and bone metabolism. So I wrote a letter back to the journal that published that article and corrected them, saying Dr. O'Hara had a study done on his probiotics 20 years earlier. Mm-hmm. Showing that probiotic bacteria can influence bone density and bone growth. So Dr. O'Hara was really the first one to do a study that showed that.
Wow. And really, with any disease or any breaking down of the body, the first thing to look at is the digestive tract and increasing the health of the digestive tract to enhance all the absorption and bring down inflammation and get the nutrients where they're supposed to go.
Absolutely, and now they're starting to understand that all the autoimmune diseases originate from leaky gut and an inflamed gastrointestinal tract. So you have to make that a primary part of any healing program, to heal the gut. And I gave a presentation at a medical conference a couple of months ago on natural therapies for ADD and ADHD, and I also talk a lot about natural therapies for autism. And it drives me crazy that the medical profession is looking for answers in the brains of these kids. It's in the gut. That's what we have to do. We have to repair the gut, because leaky gut is allowing toxins and inflammatory compounds to get into systemic circulation and then into the brain, which upsets the brain. But the problem originates in the gut.
Right, right. And did you get through to them?
I'm sorry, say that again.
So did you get through to the doctors you were speaking to?
Yeah, actually, I got a lot of compliments. There's a lot of them came up to me afterwards and thanked me for it and asked for copies of my slides. And so, yes, I think I made an impact.
Wonderful, because there's so much information out now in the last few years about your gut being another brain. And if that's not working, then the brain is not going to work.
You are absolutely right.
So what else does the probiotic do as far as the homocysteine levels or osteoporosis risks?
Well, that's another good point to bring up. Your probiotic bacteria produce a whole range of B vitamins. And B6 and B12 and folic acid are critical B vitamins to metabolize homocysteine. So that's the link between a healthy microbiome and a very diverse microbiome, creating a lot of your nutrients that are required for the metabolism of homocysteine.
And that's necessary to keep heart attacks and strokes at bay as well, isn't it?
I didn't hear your voice.
Oh, I was saying that the bringing up the homocysteine levels is important to those B vitamins as protective against heart attack and stroke.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They're critical. The B vitamins are the main way homocysteine gets metabolized. And if you have elevated homocysteine, it's going to damage your arteries and you're going to start to put up plaque to repair those injuries in the arteries, and then you've got plaque deposits, and then you've got atherosclerosis and higher risk for heart attacks and strokes. And yes, those B vitamins are critical to help prevent that.
Mm-hmm. And what does vitamin K have to do with the bone health, and how do we address that for our bone strength?
Sure. Well, vitamin K helps the body take the calcium and get it deposited into the bone. If you don't have enough vitamin K, instead of getting calcium deposited in your bones, it gets deposited in your soft tissues. And that's where you start to get atherosclerosis. So vitamin K is essential to get the calcium into your bones.
Okay. And is there any foods that we need to eat for that, or do we just need to go out and get a supplement?
Supplements are good, but leafy greens are the best primary dietary source, and people need to eat leafy greens on a regular basis. In fact, a good salad every day with a variety of three or four different types of lettuce and a wide variety of different types of multicolored vegetables gives you the fiber-rich diet that feeds your diverse microbiome. You get the diverse, wide range of different fibers to support different types of bacteria.
Mm-hmm. And going back to the Dr. Hero's formula of probiotic to good bacteria, how many different strains are in that formula?
Starts out, in the starter culture, we use 12 different strains. And those are the strains that, over a period of years, break down the food in the fermentation vats and produce this wide range of now what we understand to be over 400 different postbiotic metabolites that will rapidly transform a dysfunctional gastrointestinal tract back into a healthy state.
Mm-hmm. And are there, you'd say, we shouldn't really be looking for 50 billion or 100 billion or 80 billion. Are the probiotics in Dr. O'Hara's, are they counted, or is it just we just know that they're there?
We used to, and we have actually stopped counting because we like to emphasize to people that we really are not a probiotic. We are a fermented food. All fermented foods contain probiotics. So yes, we do contain probiotics in our product, but we emphasize that we are a fermented food delivering postbiotic metabolites, and that's what makes us different from every other probiotic in the world.
Wow. So if I'm on an antibiotic and I get all my bacteria knocked out of whack, is Dr. O'Hara sufficient, or do I need to go back and really inoculate with big numbers?
We feel that doubling up on the Dr. O'Hara's dose, doing two capsules twice a day for several weeks after a course of antibiotics, is a really good regime, a good protocol to reestablish a healthy microbiome. And it actually works a little better than just taking probiotics, because if you just take the probiotics, those bacteria have to get through the harsh acid environment in the intestinal tract and in the stomach. And then when they arrive in the small intestine, they have to locate the fiber-rich foods in order to begin to produce these postbiotic metabolites that will transform the health of the GI tract. But that all takes time. Dr. O'Hare's just directly delivers those postbiotic metabolites. So, again, we get what we call rapid microbiome restoration because we're directly putting in these compounds that change the state and the ecology of the gastrointestinal tract from an inflamed condition that's has lots of pathological bacteria. We get it back down to a healthy state faster than anybody.
Wow. So, Dr. Pelton, where do we find this Dr. O'Hara's? Is it easy to access?
It's available in fine health food stores. It's available all through across Canada. There's a company called Tallgrass that distributes our probiotics to the health food stores in Canada. And they're also available now on Amazon.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on our program today and helping us learn so much about probiotics and the benefits, the massive benefits of them. And it's just been great to have you on the show. I'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and I'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.